This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to the JoeMessinaShow.com. That's the JoeMessinaShow.com. And there's so much, you can read the stories up there, you can check out the poll, all kinds of things happening. And, you know, truly, there's two things you could do for me. One is either join the email list. It was really simple. Just join to get the newsletter, and you could stop it anytime you want to. I send it out once a week. Or you flip that around, and if you don't want the newsletter, email, and I don't blame you. I'm not an email freak myself. I get too many of them to begin with. But you can go ahead and do the text alert thing. And a text alert's easy. Gojo, which is all one word, Gojo to 77222. Text Gojo to 77222 and get you on the list. And, you know, we put out a text a couple times a week, let you know that the show's coming on, what we're going to be talking about, and that kind of thing. And is it, you know, again, you can decide to listen or not listen. I, unlike the government, will give you choices. They're not interested in giving you choices. Seriously. Seriously. Anyway. You know, one of the things I really love is how the, we were talking in the last hour about how the pandemic really sparked some homeschooling surges across the country. And homeschooling is not the only option for you. Really, seriously. You know, there are charter schools across the country. I happen to be with a public school system. But I'm one of the few, I believe, in the conversations I've had, I'm one of the few trustees that believes, or Board of Education people that believes in total parental choice. All right? I mean, is it freedom? Liberty? So when we're talking about, you know, what's going on in education, what your options are, there are many options. You know, public schools haven't caught on yet, or a lot of them haven't caught on yet, to a, like, you know, a home study kind of program, which is where you would be allowed to do this kind of thing, where, you know, you the distance learning, and you heard Sonia say she didn't think she was going to be able to do it. A lot of people don't think they're going to be able to do it until actually called to do it. And yeah, it's rough like anything else. You know, it's rough the first few weeks, the first little bit. But once you get in the groove and you get it figured out, who better to teach your child? Who better to make sure that your values get imparted onto them as opposed to, you know, four or five different, now, elementary school, you got one teacher all day. But they get up into high school, they're going to get four, five, six different viewpoints on life, moral values, God, no God. Is that really what you want for your kid? Anyway, got to ask. I mean, if schools would get away from teaching moral values, if schools would get away from teaching all the sex ed stuff and stick with real education, fine. It would serve the purpose that our founding fathers wanted, to educate our children, to give us an educated electorate. They knew if we had an ignorant electorate, we would ruin this place, and look what's happening. I submit to you that if you look at the education system, even over the last 50 years, If those elected, if those educated people didn't see the massive holes in their own programs, then it does two things. It shows you that education is useless because they didn't see it. They're well educated. Or they did it on purpose. You figure it out. But the beauty is, as Sonia said, people started to see what their kids were being taught, how they were being taught, how they were being spoken to, what was in their books, why you didn't check your kids' books. I used to check, Tammy and I would check the kids' books on a regular basis. What would they be taught? What were they being, taught in the classroom and outside the classroom? Because remember, they had homework, too. But that was funny. Isn't it funny how we had distance learning and no homework? And they said distance learning wasn't teaching the kids everything they needed to know, so why would you give them some homework for the next day? It's just amazing. But so you have options. You have homeschooling, but do you want to do that alone? Do you want to go through all the paperwork to do that? I know in California, a few other places, they have a way through the state or the county to make that happen. You could look at local charter schools. Everybody gives them a bad name, but there are bad charter schools just like there are bad police departments, bad school districts. They're all over the place. And you can't paint them all bad because of a few bad ones. So anyway, the charter schools usually have a little bit more leeway to do homeschooling kind of programs, to do programs by which your kid can learn, or your student can learn at the level or the way they need to learn. They tend to have much more programs. Some of you can't afford, but there's also private schools. It's a combination, a mix of... where you can do, some schooling inside a regular traditional school and some schooling outside of that. These are your children. You're responsible for these children. We keep blaming the public school system, and we should to a degree, because you trust us to take care of your children. You trust us to make sure your children are learning properly, but you can't do that anymore. Not in today's world. It's really that simple. So it's up to you to make sure your child's learning the right thing. That precious person, human being, has been entrusted to you to make sure that you're taking care of him or her. I only use two, him or her. All right? And when they're coming home, talk to them. What'd your teacher talk about today? What'd you learn in school today? Did you hear anything that kind of made you go, that doesn't sound right? Have conversations with your kids. Won't kill you. It'll make you cringe, let me tell you. It won't kill you, though. Joe Messina, your host. Evan Zay will join us after the break. We're going to have a lot of fun and a lot of chills, I'm going to tell you. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know you've been waiting for him. I've been waiting to bring him on. All right, we're back at it again. One of my favorite guests. I don't get him on. I don't get him on enough. I got to wrangle him now because he's so, you know, he's so busy. He's got so much going on, and it's a good thing because the more he writes, the more he speaks, the more he gets out there, the more information we get out there. Evan Sayer joins me.
My good friend Evan blah, 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 blah. You don't even know my name? Joe, you don't even know my name? You used to screw up my intro. Now you're screwing up my name.
Well, it's Mr. Tongue and Mr. Lip don't want to work together today for some reason. They're on strike with each other.
Do you want to try it again? Here we go. Three, two, one.
I'll tell you what. I'll just turn the mic over to you. You get rolling. I'll be back in a half an hour. Hold on.
Yeah. We'll hear from your listeners.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's kind of funny.
They know me. Of course they'll think it's kind of funny. Anyway, but I don't know how to spell that intro. I don't know how to spell the name I said. So, anyway, all right, let's get it clear, people. Evan Say It joins me, the author of Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, The Woke Supremacy, An Anti-Socialist Manifesto, and Apocalypse Now. I mean, is Apocalypse Now. You really mean now. So I know you're working on another book, but really, what's frosting you today, other than the fact that I can't get your last name right?
You know, there's nothing in particular, because I'm already so frosted by every side does, that there's no one issue, there's nothing that's worse than any other, it's all just in this soup of evil. You know, I used to say to a friend of mine when she'd say to me, can you believe what Obama did today? And she'd point out something he did. And I said to her, I wonder when the Jews stopped saying, can you believe what Hitler did today? And it's all just part of, this is who they are. Is this one worse than that one? Is what they did today worse than what they did yesterday or going to do tomorrow? No. They are going to always be, as I say in all of my books, not only always wrong, but always on the side of that which is most evil, failed, and wrong. So, no, nothing particular there.
Yeah, it is amazing to me. Again, I know it doesn't surprise you, but I look... And look at some of the things they're doing. They've got to the point where they used to try to hide it even a little bit. They don't try to hide anything anymore, Evan. It is in your face, and they'll tell you that what they're doing, they're not doing. How did we get to this point where we actually buy into it?
Well, I don't think we buy into it. I just don't think we have the courage to fight it. I don't think they've succeeded in fooling any of us on this side. They succeeded in cowing some of us by threatening our jobs, threatening our families. Now they're threatening imprisonment, and it's hard on a day-to-day basis when you've got a family to feed, when you've got a job to go to be the courageous one who stands up to them. So they have the same thing that every other supremacist movement has, which is intimidation, threats, lies, and actually violence. You know, in every other supremacist movement you can think of, there's always been this quasi-independent military branch to do the dirty work that the leaders can't do. Barack Obama can't go out on the street and beat people up. He can use his position to lie to them, excite them, infuriate them, So there's always this quasi-independent military wing. So in the white supremacists of the Democratic Party-controlled South, they called them the Ku Klux Klan. In Nazi Germany, they called them the Brown Shirts. Today, we call the woke supremacist military Antifa and BLM. That's pretty intimidating stuff when they're willing to go out and physically beat you up. But we've got to go to work.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you, and I think some people, when it comes to education, for instance, this latest lockdown that we had, where people had to do what they were calling distance learning, I was calling it homeschooling, but parents actually got to see what their kids were being indoctrinated with in the schools and what have you, and again, I mean, think about it, the National Teachers Union is pushing so parents wouldn't be allowed to either video or record or even get involved with what their kids were being taught at school. So now what you're seeing is this mass exodus, and it is a mass, pretty big numbers, from the public school systems because parents have finally woken up. But I hope this isn't another 9/11 cycle. And you know what I mean by that, right? Everybody went flocking into the churches and synagogues and bang, back to normal.
Yeah, but it's short-lived. I'm more concerned that the other side is going to outlaw homeschooling or to make it such that you can only teach what they say you're allowed to teach. That concerns me more because I think a lot of people didn't homeschool because they didn't really know what homeschooling meant. Then when they found out it's not as hard as it appears to be, it's not just you alone teaching your child on every subject that you haven't even looked at for 30 years. You know, it's a team of who pool their expertise. And I think it's more likely that more people continue to homeschool until the fascists of the left, the supremacy of the left, seeks to outlaw it.
Yeah, I was thinking just now as you were talking, some of the outwardly dumb moves. There's plenty of them that the left makes, including, you know, I don't know if you heard this as of late, that they were running around trying to defund the police in all these places. I mean, you're talking about Chicago and Baltimore, Portland, Seattle, and now Seattle's mayor is screaming, "I need more police." Gee, shock, right? Surprise. They don't think anything's true.
No, indeed they do not. In fact, Thomas Sowell, you know, sometimes Thomas Sowell, I think, because of his position in academia, doesn't punch the other side in the nose, and he uses some phraseology that seems to pull back. I forgot the topic we were talking about. What was I saying?
See, you get like me now. No, defunding the police.
It's okay. So Thomas Sowell says that liberals, leftists, don't engage in stage two thinking. In other words, they don't consider consequences. And that's why my book, by the way, The Kindergarten of Eden, is all about how infantile they are. Because they, children and Democrats, don't consider consequences. They think, wouldn't it be lovely if, but they never get past the if because they're not smart enough to.
You know, you look at some of the things that they've laid down. Look at some. Now, everybody says that Soros put these AG or these DAs in place, AGs in place across the country. I tend to believe it, but I have no proof. But when you see the actions that they're taking, San Francisco, now L.A., Gascon is being recalled after being in office, not even 6 months, really, because crime has skyrocketed. It is truly out of control if you go down in the L.A. area. And when you look
the reality is that we have people now in these positions who seek to undermine our nation.
We'll be back in a minute. More with Evan Say It right after this. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic lawmakers are saying they plan to include immigration reform in a budget bill that wouldn't require any Republican votes to pass in the Senate. Republican lawmakers are pushing back against the bill.
This idea of putting DACA in the infrastructure package is a terrible idea.
Senator Lindsey Graham, after President Biden suggested adding immigration language to the infrastructure budget bill, it could be passed in the Senate through reconciliation with a simple majority. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said dreamers can't wait any longer.
This year, I'm convinced bipartisan immigration negotiations are not going to lead us to where we need to be.
Durbin reminded them Republicans used reconciliation in 2005 to pass a measure changing the number of green cards available for immigrants. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
This is the Joe Messina Show on GCN, Justice Communication Network. I always appreciate it, the time that I spend with you here on the air. No matter what we're doing, I really appreciate the conversation that you're willing to have and listen to, for that matter. You know, I was asking Evan in the last segment, you know, I'm not the big Soros is into everything, spending money on everything kind of guy, not that he's involved big time. But, I asked him a point blank. These people that have been backed by Soros and others, are they undermining us? Are they hating us? I mean, what is the ultimate bottom line here? Take a listen.
The reality is that we have people now in these positions who seek to undermine our nation. Right? As I say, they always side with evil, failure, and wrong. What does taking more police off the streets do? It allows the criminal spree run.
Yep.
What does zero bail do? It allows the criminal to get back out on the streets quickly. This is not an accident. In a supremacist movement, you need to first destroy what is before you can replace it with what you want it to be.
Yep.
We're in the destructive phase.
My God. If you just joined me... I was going to do the old-fashioned... reconnect here. But go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'll go ahead. Supremacist movements, in fact, revolutions in general, supremacist movements actually are like a three-act play. Right? Act one is they tell you how horrible the system as it is. Act three, they promise that in Act three that perfect. The world is going to be perfect. But in Act 2, they invariably have to do exactly the opposite of what they promise Act 3 will be. For example, Marx promises a workers' paradise where everybody will be autonomous. There'll be no government at all. But before he can get there, he needs Act 2, which he called the dictatorship of the proletariat. Dictatorship is the exact opposite, right, of autonomy.
Yes.
The Islamists promise a perfect world of peace in Act 3. But in Act 2, they must be the most vicious warriors the world has ever known. Like the opposite of a world at peace. Well, the same thing is true with the woke supremacists. They promise a world of pure tolerance. But until they get there, Act 2, they must be the most intolerant of all people.
You're right. I mean, you think about the way things have run over and over and over again with them. You're exactly right. You know, I want to hit with a little bit of the California politics that I know you were well involved with and were watching. Governor Newsom, whatever you want to call him. You're not really a governor, more of a dictator, actually. He's been making, Obama made the apology round. Newsom is now making like the game show host round. He's running up and down the state. He's giving away money for getting, for getting the COVID shot or what they're calling the vaccine. He now signed a bill for California to pay guaranteed income to certain groups in the state, and he decided to pay all the arrears rents of renters in the state that were, you know, that were affected by COVID. We had a $270-some-odd billion deficit. I mean, nobody looks at revenue versus expenses anymore, do they?
Well, no, they don't have to because, first of all, that's stage two thinking. But at a certain point, when something is so obvious, like defunding the police, or this unbalanced budget is not sustainable, and they keep doing it, and they doing it, at a certain point you have to ask yourself, are they stupid or are they intentionally destroying society? And you look, and they don't, as you said earlier in this conversation, they no longer even pretend. They no longer even pretend that they're doing anything other than seeking the overthrow of the United States. Maybe it'll be from within. Maybe it'll be through corrupt elections. You know, one man, one vote once. And then the rest of the time, they'll simply put in by fiat and decree their radical positions. But when people tell you what they're doing, when they continually side with all that is evil, failed, and wrong, at a certain point, you just can't continue to lie to yourself that these are good people who just happen to be stunningly stupid. You know, I think I said in my very original talk to the Heritage Foundation, you know, if it were mere stupidity, sometimes the Democrats would be right. But the Democrats are never right. They are always on the side of evil, failure, and wrong, and always to the nth degree.
Evan, is it... I find it hard to believe because I know I have some Democrat friends that seem to be sane, and I don't know why they stay with that party. Is it pure evil? Is it just, you know, you look at what Pelosi's doing in Congress. Look at the moves that she's taking in the House. They are so Gestapo-ish. They are truly, you know, in the Nazi form of way of doing things. She sees herself as a supreme dictator. But is it pure evil, or do they really believe if they can break this country, they can build a better one?
It's the latter. It's what you just said. It's in order, because Act 3 is so perfect. Act 3 is the perfect world. And because perfection, Eden, the Garden of Eden, I mean, so whatever it takes, is just, she said it herself. She used the word collateral damage. Whoever is hurt by her policies, they're collateral damage. And that's what they see. They see this as war. And even if good people are being hurt, if they're in our way, they're collateral damage in this war.
Wow. It's beyond thinking. It's beyond my comprehension, because I don't know if I could be that evil. I don't know if I could look at it that way. It's kind of like, you know, I don't know where you are. You and I haven't talked in a while about this, but I don't know where you are with the voter fraud or the voting or what have you. I'm not one of those guys that believes if we find all this fraud, we're going to yank Joe out of office. I don't see that happening. Matter of fact, I got to tell you something, Evan. Everybody's wishing that he gets removed in some way, shape, manner, or form, and I keep saying, hello, second in line, according to the Constitution, is Kamala. Really? Do you really want her in that seat? And then if she goes, who's next? Crazy Nancy.
Right. Well, let me answer this about your good friends who vote Democrat. In a supremacist movement, only about 5 to 10% of the population are activist members of the supremacy. For example, in Nazi Germany in 1944, only 10% of the German people were activist members of the Nazi Party. In the previous Democratic Party supremacist movement in the Old South, only about 5 to 10% of the Democrats were activist members of the Ku Klux Klan. Right? It's estimated that around the globe, all the Muslims, only about 5% are activist members of the jihadi movement. So 90 to 95% of our friends, neighbors, and colleagues are not these Nazis. The problem is this. When the monsters, the actual Nazis, get enough control of the education system and turn it into their ministry of indoctrination, when they get enough control of news and entertainment and turn it into their ministry of propaganda, when they control the means of social communications and use it as their ministry of truth, people growing up and just living in this society, not Nazis, surrounded by and denied even the opportunity to hear any other point of view, even the most ludicrous lies, even those evil actions become the given. Let me give you an example. And by the way, it was Orwell. This is why Orwell had posted up throughout Oceania three absurd slogans of Big Brother. Right? One was "War is peace." No, it's not. It's the opposite of peace. Freedom is slavery. No, it's not. It's the opposite of slavery. Ignorance is strength. No, it's not. It's the opposite of a strength. Well, because you can believe the absolutely absurd. Here's one. Silence is violence. No, it's not. Silence is the opposite of violence. But nonetheless, the people who have been so fully steeped in, so wholly surrounded by, and so denied the right to even entertain another point of view will believe the absurd and then do the vile.
Wow. You know, I look at, again, because I'm doing this, we do the show every day. I do these stories every day, and I think it's like anything else. You get the little drips, and you really don't see the big picture that's coming along until you step back and start doing something.
You're going to get a bigger and better picture on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, Uncle Far. Evan Sayed joins us. He'll still be with us on the other side of the break.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
It's a nice music, huh? Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, get involved, get engaged. You know, and as far as Evan goes, let's find out, you know, I want to find out where he's been, where he's going, what he's got going on. Sometime today.
I've been to several of his events. You need to have him out to speak to people. Matter of fact, we have got to gin up, as they say, or rile up, if you would, the base. And I see some of you are stepping up. Some of you are moving forward. I love what I'm seeing happen at school board meetings, where parents are actually stepping forward and you know, letting the school board have it and reminding them who put them there. That's great. Then you have to act on it. You can't just you can't just start yelling at these people, do nothing about it. Replace them. I don't know what you're waiting for. But
for those of you who are reticent because you don't want to lose your job, you don't want to start a fire, or if they continue to win, you're going to lose your job anyway.
That's right.
You're going to lose your job anyway. So you might as well fight the fight while we still have whatever we do have to fight it with. The longer we wait, the more that door shuts.
Yep. I listen, and that was the next thing I was going to ask you from a real dark side of things, and I started going down the road of doing the stories every night. It started to dawn on me, the picture started to be painted, that they have total control of the DOJ. You've got the DOJ now threatening Arizona, saying, you know, basically, we're watching you with a fine-tooth comb. Not that if you do something wrong, we're going to find what you did wrong, and we're going to nail you. They have total control of the press.
They're going to do what they did to Trump, and if they can't find something, they'll make it up. And this, I think it was Stalin, it might have been Lenin. Show me the man, I'll show you the crime. In other words, they're looking for the excuse to do what they're going to do no matter what. They are going to silence us. They are going to seek to disempower us. They are going to seek to permanently erase the memory of our existence if we don't stop them.
Yeah, and it's going to take us to be uncomfortable. We're used to being very comfortable and not having to do the bloody fights, if you would.
Yeah, but that's the good news here is that it's once you recognize this is war, and wars have been fought in different ways throughout history. You know, Marx sought to bring his vision of the world through revolution. Hitler sought to bring his vision of the world through invasion. The Soviets sought to bring their vision through proxy and attrition. The fact that this is being done from the inside makes it look like a different war. But it is, in fact, a different war. But here's the good news. Because it is a different war, we don't have to do what our fathers and our grandfathers and our great-grandfathers did. We don't have to fight in the trenches with gas. This is actually, as I used to say to a friend of mine, this is the best war ever. Okay?
Okay.
So, but once you recognize it's war, you got to fight to win.
Yeah. No, I agree. I've been saying since last summer, people, we are in an all-out, whether Trump wins or not, we are in an all-out war. Him winning would not have stopped any of them coming after him. They wouldn't stop any of the deep state or any of that, don't you think?
How I described it was that victory, you know, in 2020 would have been the equivalent of our landing at Normandy. We would still have a bloody, hard fight to the death against evil people. And so, unfortunately, the operation at Normandy failed. So we're even further back than all that. But you're right. It wouldn't have been the end of the war. It would have been... I made my point. Anyway.
No, but they would have ratcheted up what they were doing from a deep state standpoint if we won the Senate and the House. I mean, this is going to be, I think, you tell me if I'm wrong, this is going to be at least a decade-long fight. And this is going to be something where the pressure is going to have to be kept on for quite some time. We're not used to that in this country. We're not used to fighting that length of time for our freedoms.
Indeed, but it's not even for that length of time, because once we win the war, turn around and there's Asia in ashes, there's Europe in all the destruction in Europe. Well, all the destruction that the left will have caused in America, once we win the war, there's still all that lost economic opportunity, yeah, educational opportunities, all the things that they've destroyed. Let me take that back. All the things that they have invaded and taken over, and we now have to turn around and fight, we're only going to have to then first rebuild.
I agree with you. I've been saying this is going to get... I mean, look at the race thing. I mean, this reminds me, you know, so much of people call it class wars at one time, but they're actually they're pushing hard to drive that wedge again against black and white. That is calling people a racist, using that racist term, telling the blacks that we, no matter what, you see somebody who's white, they are your enemy. And, my God, that scares me, because that's something that's hard to push back on, especially when you see police officers, elected officials, and other white folks, and pastors taking a knee to basically say, we're sorry for everything we keep doing to you. This is scary to me.
Yep, it's terrifying. And, in fact, a race war is what the woke supremacists have been trying to start since the founding fathers of woke supremacy. Maybe you recall from having read my book or from last time we spoke, but what we're witnessing now is the coming of fruition of a plan that started with the 1960s radicals. These people were bloodthirsty, I believe deeply mentally ill, and they sought to start a race war. And in fact, at the very first meeting of the Weather Underground, the terrorist group, the Weather Underground, William Ayer's group, they stopped and they took a minute to cheer Charles Manson because they loved the blood, they loved the gore, and most importantly, Manson was trying to do the same thing they were trying to do. The words helter skelter, war. And Manson, his way, was trying to start an apocalyptic race war, and so too were those who were the founding fathers of the woke supremacy.
And very, very scary is what we see going on now, and I keep telling people, one of the ways you can win it back, and to your point earlier, you got to stop worrying. You know, thank God our founding fathers weren't worried about their businesses, their houses, their lives. You know what I'm saying?
Their fortunes and their sacred honor.
Yeah, yeah. So
you know what was?
Go ahead.
You know what was wonderful about our founding fathers, and else was wonderful about our founding fathers. I do believe it's the only revolution in human history where the privileged, where the rich, where the best educated were the ones who started the revolution. Normally, revolutions are started by the ignorant and the rabble rouser and the hypocrites.
Wow.
You know, in American Revolution, it was exactly the opposite.
That's such a great point. I really hadn't thought about that before, but that is such a great point. They didn't have to do all of that. They had rich. They had favor. You know, they had everything that most people want at the time, but they saw a greater good. They actually had a soul. I call this group today.
They risked it all for other people.
Yep, and I'm hoping that our people start to rise up and realize what you said earlier too, is that you're going to lose your job anyway. If you don't get in line with them, if you don't become a Borg drone for them, you're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your livelihood. There's no way around it because they're going to stay on you till you get in line with them. Evan.
And if any of you are out there who practice their religion and their faith is important to them, that's the first thing they're going to attempt to destroy.
Yep.
You will not be allowed to practice, even in your own home, anywhere. Because the elimination of religion, even the nicest guy in the world, John Lennon, said it. Imagine no religions.
These things have been happening for so long, little bits and pieces, and nobody has been paying attention, and now they've all rolled up into one. 43% of kids, because I'm a little older, between 18 and 35, don't believe in a God. Don't believe that we need a God. Don't believe that we need a religion. They must have been listening to that song over and over again.
And that brings us very quickly to my next book, which I'm working on, which is making the argument for intelligent design, for a God, for a loving God, for a Judeo-Christian God, and doing it in the way that I do things, which is in everyday language and with undeniable logic.
You know, when he's trying to tell you in a nice way, he's writing at a level that I could read and understand. So you'll be fine with it, I'm sure. Evan,
well, I'm glad to be finally writing a book you'll be able to understand.
EvanSayIt.com. Evan, I always enjoy your time with me. Just go to EvanSayIt.com. You'll find his stuff up there and what have you. And always a pleasure. Evan, stay safe. Well, I know where you're at. You'll be safe. But stay healthy, my friend.
You as well, Joe. I always love talking with you.
All right. And I always love having him on. Seriously, he is so, I hate to put it this way because, sometimes I use it in a derogatory way, but he's so cerebral about stuff. He's a deep thinker, and his points make total sense when you start to get into him and you realize that what he's saying, it all ties together. He comes from that group. He was the one that decided to leave that group, shortly after 9/11 because of how bad they were. Anyway, Joe Machine, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. You got me for the whole hour coming up. Don't go far. A lot of crazy stories I want to get through.